the car, in the middle seat closest to her. I watched her as the city disappeared and the countryside emerged, rolling out its green carpet to guide us to the horizon and home. Fields whizzed by, dappled in sunlight. Trees hung over the road, kissed by the vibrant greens of summer. Animals grazed in paddocks. Soon we would be at the farm and we could finally start our life together. My little family. The three of us against the world. She shifted in her seat, eyes opening slightly to take in the world before closing again. I love you so much, I thought. I promise I'll look after you. I promise I'll never hurt you. A foolish promise to make. Sometimes we hurt people by accident. Part 1. Chapter 1. 4 years later. November. They should be here soon. The grandfather clock that ticks loudly in the hall seems to have slowed down. Each second feels an hour, and with each swing of the pendulum, the tingle of anxiety increases. Kneeling on the soft blue cushion of the window seat, I strain my neck to look out of the porthole window at the long, stony drive, a dark grey ribbon under the overcast sky. I pace the hall for half an hour before taking up my position in the window. A sentry, watching and waiting. I just have to make sure that he doesn't see me peer out through the glass. I need to be calm when he arrives. I glance at my watch. He said they would be here by 10. I wish he didn't live so far away. Aidan has sworn they won't move further than London, but it still feels too distant. My hands are clammy. I wipe them on my jeans and shake my head, trying to force myself to savor the excitement, which is peeking timidly out from behind my fear. I wasn't sure when or whether this day would come. Now that it has, it needs to be perfect. I glance down at my hands where my engagement and wedding rings still nestle against each other, comfortable in the pale white groove of my skin. Aidan has asked me to take them off, but the rings are stuck beneath the knuckle of my permanently swollen fingers, one of the many side effects of motherhood. Gravel shifts on the drive, and I stretch up again to see Aidan's car maneuvering in front of the house, taking up the position where it used to park permanently. I scramble off the seat, run to the door, and pull it open. The old iron hinges creak, and a gust of freezing air whistles into the house. The door on the driver's side swings open and my toes curl on the cold tiles. Aidan groans as he holds onto the rim of the door to pull himself out, his knees straining under the weight of his body. I can't hear them, but they'll have clicked, a remnant of his younger days when he used to play rugby. What a ridiculous car for a man so tall. He moves around to the back passenger seat and I push forwards onto my tiptoes, trying to catch a glimpse of her. A slam, and then there she is, running towards me, a huge smile plastered to her face, a large piece of paper flapping in her hands. Freya! I shriek, my voice high with excitement. My darling girl. Freya Grace Williams, 4 years old, born on the 16th of August, weighing 7 pounds and 2 ounces, 20 inches long, 10 fingers, 10 toes, green eyes like her father, raven black hair like mine. She slows down as she reaches the house, her feet scuffing and sending gravel skittering in all directions as she stops just short of the front door. She looks up at me, a small smile on her round face, the chubby cheeks she had as a baby yet to disappear. Her long, wavy, dark hair is partially pulled back so that it doesn't fall into her eyes, and in the sunlight, they almost look gold. I crouch and pull her to me. Mummy, she says, her breath tickling my ear as she turns her head to kiss my cheek. Aidan approaches and stands behind Freya, grasping her shoulder. She breaks away from me and turns her head to look up at him. He smiles down at her, the skin around his eyes crinkling. It was his eyes I noticed the first time I saw him all those years ago. He had approached me and my friends, full of confidence,